Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here. You must catch yourself when you start helping others, saving others, rescuing others versus leading them and coaching them and supporting them. At least that's what I've seen for myself. I've had insights lately how much I take over other people's burden and start to carry their burden on my back, trying to save and rescue others from confronting the work they need to do or what would have them grow and expand. Doing that, I start to feel drained. I get into overwhelm. I feel very alone and like disconnected and that nobody knows everything I'm doing. I get tired and uninspired. And more than that, I keep people small. I cannot keep them helpless because they get dependent on me showing up and carry their burden again and saving them from their, needing to figuring it out themselves. And I create dependent people around me instead of strong leaders around me who can do the discovery work themselves and come up with solutions and that I then can support them and coach them in implementing. Yeah, so how much I've been doing this, it's been part of my ingrained identity to be helpful and saving and even rescuing people and taking on their burdens. And I basically had enough of it. I saw the cost of it. Other people don't show up to the best version of themselves when I meet them like that. Instead, I'm a leader, I'm a coach, I support people. That works for them, it works for me, it works for our businesses and our customers, but not that being the savior mentality. It looks good in other people's eyes, perhaps, because I'm show up like the hero, I'm the helper, I'm the rescuer, but it doesn't work. It's not the truth. People are capable, way more capable than they see themselves as. So if you recognize yourself in your leadership like this, that you do too much of helping and rescuing and saving other people versus doing the work on yourself so you can lead people, so you can coach people, so you can train yourself on new skills, on how to show up as a powerful leader and coach, it's the easy way out sometimes just to help somebody and do the work for them versus looking yourself in the mirror and seeing what's missing in my leadership here. It comes down to this interesting thing I also saw was that when I keep this frame of mind, I actually expect other people to come and rescue me too. I hope that if I get somebody new on the team, it'll work. I kind of hope that if somebody else's competence is used, it'll work so much better than when I do it. I start to hope that I'll be saved or rescued by somebody else versus realizing yet again that I am the problem or the problem is within me. Nothing is wrong, nothing is at fault, but I can own that whatever situation I'm in, I can see myself as responsible for that. The results I have is an outcome of the actions I've taken and the mindsets I've been having. And it's this huge freedom starts to occur when you start to own up to the fact that you can choose to see yourself as the problem. Because as soon as you do that, 100%, you also realize that you are the solution. You are the possibility. If you own the problem 100%, you also get the freedom of owning the possibility 100%. And the path and the purpose is also yours. You can choose whatever purpose and path you want to work yourself out of the problem you're in. So it's this enormous amount of freedom that lies on the other hand of responsibility or accountability. When you help and rescue people, you rob them of the opportunity to find their freedom. You keep them bound, you keep them stuck, you keep them lost. So look in your way of leading others, in your job or in your family or wherever you lead, Are you leading people to be the best version of themselves they can be? Or are you helping them, saving them from the work they need to do so you can look good in the process? Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.